Hi.
Hey. Bad news.
Not again. You go first.
Remember the temporary crown I got at that dental clinic in Tijuana a few years ago?
Yeah.
I swallowed it. Total waste of 800 pesos.
So you need to go to the dentist.
Yeah, and both my passports are expired. What's your bad news?
I got laid off.
What?
The restaurant's closing for 6 weeks for renovations.
And they're not paying you during the downtime?
They're only carrying the employees they can't afford to lose.
Oh, well, then you're out.
I'd like to argue with you, but yeah. So we're looking at 6 weeks with no income.
Wow. I should have savored that Mexican crown. Might be the last thing I eat for a while.
Hang on. Let's not panic. We just need to stay cool and make a plan.
You're right. We can think our way out of this.
I think I'll just stick with coffee.
How about you?
I'd like a bowl of very hot water and 6 ketchup packets.
Oh, come on, you guys gotta order something.
Yeah, I can't enjoy my meal with you two shoving your poverty in my face.
Why are you whispering?
I'm sorry, I just assumed you were embarrassed and filled with shame.
Not until right now.
Pick something off the menu. My treat.
Thanks, but we don't need your charity.
Chicken pot pie and a vanilla milkshake.
Twice.
If you're really up against it, Victor and I would be happy to lend you some money.
Thanks, Marjorie, but as your friend, I have to tell you, never lend me money.
So, how are you gonna live?
Well, for the time being, this one's job covers the rent, but we still have credit card bills, my student loans.
My hillbilly mouth.
Hey, why don't you come work for me?
Seriously?
Yeah, I was actually thinking of hiring a personal assistant.
To do what?
Assist me. With my personal stuff.
God, Jill, that'd be great.
Hold on, ladies. Friends working for friends isn't always a good idea.
Why do you always do that? Do what? Something good is happening here and you're all like, wah, wah, wah.
I am not.
Jill, thank you. You're saving my life. When do I start?
How about now? Here's a quarter. Go feed my parking meter.
I'm on it, boss.
Oh, could you feed mine too?
Sorry, I don't work for you. See you later.
What time are you gonna be back?
No idea.
Did Jill tell you what you're gonna be doing?
Nope. She just told me to bring a laptop and a bikini.
Seriously, a bikini?
I'm bringing a one piece. I thought I'd be a little more professional. Okay, I gotta go. I don't wanna be late for my first day of... I have no idea.
Hello? No, sorry, no Linda here. That's okay, bye. Hello?
Is this Linda?
Nope. Still wrong number. What were you trying?
707-637-5839.
That's this, but there's no Linda here.
Oh, man. She blew me off.
What's that?
I met this girl at a bar last night, and it looks like she gave me a bogus number.
Oh, yeah. I know that trick. I used to give the Domino's number, so at least they get a pizza out of it.
Hey, that's thoughtful.
I try.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. I'm starting to see why Linda gave you a bogus number.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just have to ask, why would a woman pretend to hit it off with a guy and then give him a fake number?
Lots of reasons. Maybe she didn't want to hurt his feelings. Maybe she's married. Maybe he's just a garden variety uggo.
Well, I know it's not the last one. A lot of women consider me rakishly handsome.
Are these women your mom and your grandma?
They're on the list, yes.
Well, you sound like a terrific guy. I hope you meet the lady you're looking for.
Thanks. Wouldn't happen to be you, would it?
Sorry, I'm happily married and have 11 children.
No, you're not.
How do you know?
Because no one with 11 children is happily married.
Chrissy, I need you to make reservations for lunch at Trevania.
Sure. What time?
I don't know.
What time do you want to eat? How about after our tennis lesson?
That sounds good. We also have to go shopping later.
What do you need?
A personal assistant who dresses better.
You're buying me clothes?
Well, somebody should.
Okay.
Also, do you think you could start talking with a British accent?
What?
Well, I just think a British assistant is classier.
I'll give it me best, Gavner.
Never mind. Now I feel like I hired an orphan.
How cool is that? How long were you a stuntman?
Over 30 years.
Would I have seen you in anything?
Maybe. Ever watched a movie where a guy gets in a car, turns the ignition, and the car explodes?
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Oh my God, I love your work.
Thank you. So what do you do?
Nothing very exciting. I manage an apartment building.
Really? What's that like?
Oh, you know, when your toilet overflows and you call someone to help and they never show?
Yeah?
I'm that guy.
Oh man, I hate that guy.
You're not alone.
So how are we doing on a meatloaf?
I put the eggs in. What's next?
Add a tablespoon of curry.
A whole tablespoon?
Will you trust me?
Fine. I'm putting it in.
Okay, now really put it in.
How did you know?
We've been talking a while. I get that you have trust issues.
Nice. A guy who listens. You sure you're straight?
Yes, said the man who's giving you his meatloaf recipe.
Hey!
In here.
I love my job.
Is that Christy? Hi, Christy.
Hi, voice.
Adam, I gotta call you back.
You better. I mean, hey, you do whatever you want.
What was that about?
Wrong number. What happened to you?
Oh, this? These are my new work clothes. And so are these. And so are these.
She took you shopping?
Yep. Also got my hair done, upstairs and downstairs. Got a little landing strip, in case I get laid in the fog.
How is getting waxed part of your job?
Jill wanted to see how it looked on me before she did it.
Oh, I might be getting new boobs next week.
You were totally right about this movie. It's hilarious.
Different side of Clint Eastwood, isn't it?
You mean the side that makes movies with monkeys?
It's not a monkey, it's an orangutan. And he was a real jerk.
You're kidding.
I wish I was a stunt double. Furry bastard wouldn't give me the time of day.
Tricky, Clyde.
What's going on?
Adam and I are watching. What are we watching?
Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, yeah, with the monkey.
It's an orangutan.
That's my girl.
Right. Can I talk to you for a minute in private?
Uh-oh, Bonnie's in trouble.
Be right back.
What are you doing?
What? I met a nice guy. We're getting to know each other.
How do you know he's a nice guy?
I can tell.
Did you Google him?
No, we agreed not to Google. Besides, neither of us is looking to date. We're just enjoying each other's company.
You're not doing phone sex or anything weird?
Okay, first of all, phone sex can be beautiful. And no, nothing's weird.
All right.
Where are you going so late?
I have to go buy Jill a box of condoms. And yes, it's weird.
I'm back.
Everything okay?
My daughter thinks what we're doing is weird.
Do you think it's weird?
I don't care. I'm having fun.
Me too.
You hungry?
A little bit.
Come on, let's go make a sandwich.
Okay, now it's a little weird.
Jill?
Thank God. I was running out of dirty talk.
I didn't know what you liked, so I got flavored, ribbed, and glow-in-the-dark. I guess that's in case you lose track of him.
Extra large. You know me so well.
I didn't know you were seeing someone. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, he's very private and kind of famous.
You're having celebrity sex? Who is it? Is it someone good?
I'm sorry. I really can't say.
Hey, you owe me. I just got slut-shamed by the cashier at the pharmacy.
No. No, I gotta go. I got a semi-aroused household name upstairs.
Wait, Jill, one more thing.
What?
Please tell me who he is. Good night. Wow. A famous person is putting on a condom that I bought.
Hey, you!
What are you doing?
Actually, you caught me coming out of the tub. I'm dripping wet.
Really? I just finished working out, so I'm all sweaty and, you know, feeling pretty darn good about being a man.
What are you really doing?
I'm in my underwear eating cornflakes watching a dog show. Looks like the Pomeranian's gonna take the whole freaking thing. What are you really doing?
I am totally coming out of the bathtub.
Fine, be that way. So what do you got going on today?
Well, some stuff around the building, and then I'm off to an AA meeting.
Oh, you go to those things every day?
Just when I'm feeling crazy, so yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
That was a beer can. I'm toasting you.
Please tell me you don't drink light beer, because that's a deal breaker.
Light beer? None of the buzz and all the pee? No thanks.
Oh my God. Why don't you two just meet already?
Mind your own business.
Adam, are you a serial killer?
No. Big serial eater, though.
There you go. Nice guy, nice lady. Hang up the phones, pop a mint, and go get a cup of coffee.
Get out of here. Go to work. Sorry about that. She's a little pushy.
Wonder where she gets it from.
I mean, we don't need to meet, right? This is fun the way it is.
This is great. I've said things to you I've never been able to say to anyone else. Hello? Did I lose you?
No, I'm just thinking. I'm a little curious.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we did already take a nap together.
That's true. You snore, by the way.
Sorry, 20 years of cocaine will make you a mouth breather. So, should we do it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Tonight, Burgundy Bistro. 8 o'clock, I'll wear a red scarf.
I'll wear a Raiders cap.
Well, the Niners would be better, but okay. Oh, wait, you're not hiding a bald spot, are you?
Are you kidding me? I've got the hair of three men.
As long as it's on your head, I'm in.
Again, I'm really sorry.
No, stop, it's fine.
You sure? Because I'd be happy to look into getting you a new tennis coach.
There is nothing wrong with my tennis coach. I just got lucky.
You're right. Three sets in a row.
Okay, I think we're done for today. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, so as of now, I'm off the clock?
You are off the clock.
So, I can speak to you as a friend?
Of course.
Who's the famous guy you're sleeping with?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
It's complicated.
What do you mean, complicated? Oh, he's married. Oh, Jill.
See, this is why.
Hey, I am not judging you. I've made the same mistake. Not with a famous person. My guy was a loser. The point is, it never ends well.
Thank you for your concern. Are we done now?
No. You're a smart, beautiful woman. You don't have to settle.
I'm not settling. We're very happy with the way things are.
Oh, really? Does your big celebrity have any kids?
Two. But they're very unpleasant, so your heart doesn't go out to them.
Do you really want to be the kind of person who breaks up a family?
I love him and he loves me.
How do you know?
Because he told me. Look, he's waiting for his daughter to go off to college, and then he's asking for a divorce.
How old is his daughter?
6. Look, I know what you're thinking, but I'm willing to wait. He's worth it.
Oh, come on. If he really loves you, make him prove it. Tell him to choose.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess because I'm scared that if I push too hard, I'm going to get an answer I don't want to hear.
Okay, well, it's your life. I just think you deserve better.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go take a shower.
Jill, wait, one more thing.
What?
Please tell me who it is.
I'll let you beat me at tennis!
Ready to order?
No, thanks. I'm waiting for someone. I'm sorry, but you look horrible in that.
Oh, man. She's beautiful.
I took your advice and told him he had to make a decision.
Really? Was that my advice?
I actually convinced myself he was gonna pick me. But he didn't. How can he give all this up?
Jill, I'm so sorry. But isn't it better you found out now rather than let him string you along?
No! Because now I'm all alone and miserable like you!
Hey!
Hey! How'd it go with Adam?
Nice guy, but I don't think there's any real chemistry. Better off on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No big deal. What's her problem?
I broke up with you-know-who.
Well, we both knew that was gonna happen.
Wait. You-know-who is?
Yeah.
You told her and you won't tell me?
She was there when we met.
Let's go in the kitchen. I'll make you some tea.
Thanks.
Fine. Whatever. Keep your little secret. I don't care. Come on, you guys!